We got Tommy Lee from Motley Crue on the phone.
Phil, hello, mate.
How you doing, man? You all right?
F***ing awesome. How are you?
I believe you're in the studio at the moment. Is that right?
I'm actually done. I finally finished my record. I've been working on that freaking thing for almost 2 years. Jesus, so it's done.
Let's talk about the film, which I absolutely loved. How did you feel when you watched it back the first time?
Oh, my God. I watched it with Nikki here at my house, and I just remember sitting there with Nikki going like, holy shit, this is amazing. And also surreal, you know, it's really weird to watch your life go by, or that many years go by in 2 hours. But it was amazing. I was blown away. All the actors really nailed each guy incredibly.
I saw a video with Machine Gun Kelly, otherwise known as Colson Baker, who plays you. Of course, he's covered in tats. So what they did is they had to paint him a darker color to cover up the tats. And then they had to repaint him again. And then they had to put the tats on over the top of that.
I know. That was a four-hour process every freaking day for 4 months, I think it was. What a beating.
And were you happy with him? Did you do any research about him?
I've known Machine Gun Kelly, or Colson, for a few years. When he called me and said, I got the part, I'm playing you, I was like, whoa. I mean, we have the same body, the same build. We're very, very similar in a lot of ways. He wanted to do such a good job. His dedication was just out of this world. And he's, did this go down like this? How did this go down? I want to know exactly what you were feeling when you did this, or how this was, or how that was. And then he took 4 months of drum lessons.
Yeah, I saw a video that he actually taped the conversation he had with you, and his main concern was getting the stick twirl right.
Yeah, amazing, man. Such dedication. I was tripping out.
And I loved Douglas Booth as well, who's a British actor, and he played Nikki Six. And he looked a lot like him too, didn't he?
Incredible how much Douglas looks and plays and acts like Nikki. It's frightening. Nikki and I went to the first week in New Orleans where they started filming, and we were watching the band rehearse, and I'm sitting there and I'm watching Douglas, and I'm like, Jesus. We're sitting there and we were blown away. We're like, these guys are like a carbon copy of us. This is crazy. Yeah. They were really funny because they were like, man, you guys wore this shit?
When you looked back at this, did you think to yourself, what the f*** was I wearing, man?
It's funny because they're sitting there rehearsing in 6-7-inch heels, platforms. Watching them move around and that stuff was just wild.
And you've got an Australian guy who's a former acrobat who played Vince, Daniel Weber. I thought he was really good too.
Yeah, watching him rehearse and stuff, we were like, God, this guy is exactly Vince. Identical. He really nailed all of the way Vince moves. Like, such a surreal experience to see all that.
You know, I was talking to Ozzy about this because he knew it was coming out, and I said to him, who would you like to play you? Who would you like to play Ozzy? And he said, Denzel Washington.
What? Oh, f***ing Ozzy.
And I asked him about the snorting of the ants, because I knew they were going to put the snorting of the ants in that.
Yeah.
And also about that tour. And this is what he told me. Let me play you this.
That Motley Crue tour was unbelievable. It's the one that we all survived. He was like, putting me with them is like splitting the atom. I mean, I was in a blackout from the age of 21 until about 3 weeks ago.
Oh my God. That was really quite dangerous, actually. Ozzy's wife, Sharon, would come out all the time and we would just get reprimanded constantly. She's like, you're not allowed. We made up special t-shirts that said the No Fun Tour because she would come out. She would restrict us from having backstage passes to bring girls or people back to party after the show. She wanted us to stay away from Ozzy. It was such a bad scene, but beautiful in the same breath.
And the other thing I like about the film is it's kind of like an evolution of the stunts that you do on the drums too, Tommy. Is it hard to drum upside down?
It's really hard. Obviously, your head starts pounding and your breath is difficult because once you're upside down, you know, the harness that holds you in the seat is super tight. It becomes really difficult. You know, gravity is working against you because if you're playing drums normally, your stick kind of just falls towards the ground. But if you're playing upside down, now you're pushing up. It becomes twice as difficult. It looks fun, but it's not that cool.
Was there ever anything that the road crew said or the stage setup people said, you know, you came up with an idea and they said, no, you're not going to be able to do that because that's just too crazy?
No, those guys loved it. Everybody's always like, no, whatever he wants to do, man, let him go crazy.
And when you watched the film, did you look back and go, these were some crazy times?
First of all, A, I can't believe we're all still alive. And B, I mean, it was such a different time then, man. You have to realize that there was no Instagram. There was no cell phones that had cameras built into them. Like, none of that bullshit. If you were to pull off any of that crap today, you'd be divorced. It was such a different time.
Even though there's a great lighthearted feel to the movie, you know, there's the really serious and hard stuff, like Nikki Sixx, of course, with the overdose, and Vince Neil as well with the accident, which they touch
of
on
course.
Because, I mean, it's part of the band's history. What was Nikki like and Vince like watching those particular scenes? Because that must have been really hard for them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's hard for everybody. You know, it kind of like, you know, reopens the emotional bank, especially for those guys. What's cool is they had no problem with it. You know, they wanted those stories to be told.
And even the scene from your wedding as well, I like at the end of it where they juxtapose the two photos together. And, you know, it was kind of really identical the way it went down. When you see the photo of the actual wedding, you go, oh, yeah, okay, it doesn't look like they were acting there. That looks real.
Isn't that cool? I love the way it ends. All those kind of then and now photos were really cool.
And the soundtracks in the charts.
I know. We got a movie soundtracks in the Billboard Top 10, which is amazing.
No, with a version of Madonna song as well. And I'm led to believe that Nikki said that he went over to your house, he wanted to demo it, but he said to you, I'm going to play it to you, but then I'm going to go in the bathroom while you listen to it because I don't want you to punch me in the face.
I know. He's like, dude, I got this idea for a song to cover, man. I'm not going to tell you what it is because you'll say no right away. He just said, look, I'm just going to play it and tell me what you think. It comes on and I'm sitting there. I'm like, is this what I think it is? Whoa. This is cool. Once it kicks into the chorus and halftime, it gets super heavy. I was like, oh, we have to do this. This is amazing.
Do you have a favorite Motley Crue song?
Oh, dude. One of my favorites is Primal Scream. There's so many favorites, dude. It's hard to pick.
Of course. Did I hear you just drumming in the background there? Have you got the sticks with you?
Yeah. Always.
You've got to play me something. Just 10 seconds or something.
All right. Hold on.
Excellent. That's like a private concert for one. And, you know, the thing about drummers is essentially drummers, you know, probably pre-Keith Moon were meant to be the dude down the back. But then, you know, Keith and I guess John Bonham, you've made the drummer at the forefront of the band. Do you have a favorite drummer?
I do, and it's John Bonham. There's nobody else quite like him. I mean, I never got to see him play live. There's just no one else like him. He's had the heaviest foot. And when I say that, I mean the bass drum, the swing and the groove that he played. Just nobody else played it like that. He has inspired me from when I was really young. That guy is just a super, super special drummer.
I know you've got this high-profile contract that means you'll get sued if you ever hit the road again, but is that a possibility?
No, there's no plans on touring or anything like that. You know, we got together and made some music for the film, which is important. But no, there's no plans, at least that I know of right now. If there was a one-off or something somewhere, if we were to get inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or something like that, where it's just like a kind of a one-off performance, we'd probably dust it off and rip it. But there's no plans that I know of.
Tommy, it's always a pleasure to be able to catch up with you, man.
Phil, thanks, mate.